Hey guys, in this episode, we will be discussing 5 steps to rebuild trust. Stay tuned. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Life Coach 365. I am your host and coach, Victoria Boyd, and today we will be discussing 5 steps to rebuilding trust. So it's been a minute since I've been on due to traveling and spring break with the kids, sick kids and work and so many other factors. But I am glad to be back with you all. So we'll discuss 5 steps to rebuilding trust this morning. So the first step is commitment/recommitment. And when the trust in a relationship has been betrayed, both individuals involved, they must commit to the process of rebuilding. This is very important. It must be a mutual decision in order for this process to be successful, because if you only have one party in the relationship that's willing to rebuild and recommit, it's pointless. It won't work. The second step, the second part to this first step, is to recommit to one another. You want to recommit to one another because it's important to know, for both parties to know, that you're in it to win it, that you're not just in it by yourself, and you're not going to have to, you know, try to coerce the other person to actually do the work that's required. You're both committed to the process and to each other. The next step is goal setting. So in this step, you want to have a discussion with your partner to determine what the desired outcome will look like for the relationship. Because if you don't have an end goal and you don't know what it looks like for you both, then you're just going out there and you're just wandering aimlessly in the relationship. You don't know exactly, you know, what steps to follow or what your desires are. So you want to set everything out on the table during this process of goal setting as to what you want in the end, how you want to get there and what steps you'll be taking in order to get there. Because let's face it, there's no rule book of what relationships look like or how they're supposed to go, especially when trust has been betrayed. So when you sit down and set goals specifically for the relationship, it helps you to map it out. It helps you to better understand what you both want. And you don't want to bring in goals that you really and truly don't want. You don't want to bring in things from other relationships, because that may not work for you. You want to sit down and formulate a plan, goals that work specifically for your relationship, because your relationship is unique to you and your partner. So the next step is to establish boundaries. So if the betrayal of trust is one-sided, the individual who was betrayed needs to be able to communicate what they need in order to continue in the relationship. So for example, let's say the betrayal was infidelity. The individual who was betrayed would ask that if their partner is going out and they're going to be late, coming back later than they said they were going to be coming back, then they would communicate that, so they aren't left wondering what's going on. It's a lot of times the trusting has to do with what's going on in our heads. No, you don't have to feel like you have to babysit the other partner, but what happens a lot of times, especially with betrayal of trust due to infidelity, is that when the other partner is not with you, you tend to wonder what they're doing, what's going on, you know, if they're with someone else, because they betrayed you before with someone else. So if, say for instance, if you're going out with some friends and you said, oh, I'll be back at midnight, or I'll be back at whatever time, and you see that it's going to be a little bit later than that time that you'll be coming back, then it takes it's nothing to send a text or to call and say, hey, I'm going to be running a little bit late. Things are still happening here, and you know, I just wanted to let you know. It takes nothing to do that. It's just being considerate of the other party. And that's what you have to do. You have to be mindful of their feelings. You have to be mindful that trust was betrayed, and it's going to take those types of things to rebuild that trust. So the next step, number four, is to take action. So once you have set your goals and your boundaries and they are established, now it's time to take action. Both individuals should make sure that going forward, their actions say nothing but I love you and I am committed to this process with you. Your actions should more importantly communicate truth and honesty at all times. This is a big step. So with your actions, actions are everything. You could say that you're going to, you know, do better. You could say that I'm committed to you. You can say that I love you. But until your actions start to speak that, then what the words that are coming out of your mouth mean nothing. Actions are everything. You have to physically show your partner that you're committed, that you love them, that you're trustworthy, that you're honest in what you say. There's an old saying from when I was growing up, your word is your bond. Word is bond. And that is so true, because if you can't be trusted at your word, you know, what is it? And the way that people trust you at your word are your actions. So if you don't have the action behind those words, it means nothing. So the fifth and last step is to perform temperature checks. And this is also important as well. You want to schedule recurring sit downs with your partner to discuss how things are going, to give the couple a setting in which they are about to speak freely. They are able to speak freely, and honestly about how they are feeling about the process. And this would be a good time to discuss recalibration if things aren't going as planned. So when you sit down and do your temperature check, you really want to be honest about how you're feeling. If how things are going so far are not working for you, you want to express that. If you need to recalibrate and redo your goals, or you know, just change things up so that they actually work for you, then this is the time to do that. It's very, very important. And you shouldn't just do this just one time. You have to continue to do this throughout the stage of rebuilding that trust in a relationship. And it's very important that you continue, even after trust starts to creep back in, you still want to continue to do those temperature checks, because things happen daily and something else could rock your trust in that relationship. So just to recap, five steps to rebuilding trust: commitment / recommitment, goal setting, establishing boundaries, taking actions, and performing temperature checks. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. And I want to thank you for listening. If you have not yet followed me on Instagram, please go to Instagram and go to @lifecoach365 and hit the follow button. Please share and like the material. If you know someone that needs the material or you think would benefit from it or like the material, please share with them and ask them to follow as well. If you'd like to book a consultation, which they are free, you want a free consultation with your partner, please click the link in my bio on Instagram and schedule a consultation. There is a button as soon as you click that link that says consultation, and then you fill out the information there. Also, I have a Affirmations on the Go book. It's called Life Coach 365 Affirmations on the Go. If you click the link in my bio on Instagram and then click the link that says the button that says book, you'll be able to have access to that. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get the book for free. If you don't, then you can get the ebook format, which is $4.99. And if you like the paperback copy, it is $10. Thank you so much for your support and for listening. You also can click the support button here on Anchor if you're listening from Anchor to support my podcast. Thank you guys again for listening. I hope you have a fabulous Saturday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.